Blog Talk Radio.
Twitter and Instagram, I have all those. I'll call that up online by just Googling my name. It's crazy to do that. I mean, I'll just be sitting in class and someone will be like, oh, let's put our names into Google. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that, you guys. You don't know what's going to show up. And then they're like, oh, look, I found an article for me like 10 years ago when I was in parade or newspaper or something. And then they type my name in, and there's like 10 pages in Google. And I'm like, what happened? I really do. My whole face gets all red and flushed. And I'm like, oh gosh, I don't really know what to do. Because then they want to like know all about me and what I do. And it's just, anyway, technology tonight. So thanks, you guys, for tuning in. Questions and answers. So I want you guys to just shoot me any questions you have about me, my personal life, maybe to be a medium. No questions really too taboo. In the spirit of Pride Month, I mean, I'm sure you guys know this. I'm definitely out of the closet. Really, any question you guys have at all, because it's really interesting people that are in the LGBT community who are spiritually oriented. We all have very unique and very different stories, because we're in even minority than in one of the two subgroups. So, question you guys have, that's totally fine. And I do just want to say, I am going to have to cut this show short, so I'm actually not too sure if I'm going to be able to do readings today. It might just be questions and answers, because I forgot I have to be in Fishers tonight. I have a group reading for a family in Fishers, Indiana, which is 2.5 hours from me, and I have to be there at 4. So, and I need gas, and I need to eat, and I have to pack my bag. So I don't think I'm going to do the show for any longer than 30 minutes. So with that being said, let's start taking questions. Hopefully you guys will be getting some answers. So let's just see what people are saying. Hi, you're on the Fabulous
Hello.
Medium with Dustin.
Hi, Dustin. I have a question about something that you helped me with last year. You were so spot on. And I have to just validate that you are such an amazing, you have such an amazing gift, and I just encourage everyone to talk to you when they have time. But it's actually a question about my ex, who he ended up becoming abusive, and I believe he has some type of a mental profile that's not healthy. And he has sort of, I left him about 6 months ago, and he's sort of become, like, obsessive. And I'm just wondering about, like, my personal spirit or what you were picking up around this, if you can give me some insight and some clarity.
Okay. I don't know if you know this, but I do actually have some training in mental health, too. And that actually comes to play sometimes during reading. So spirit will draw on whatever information I know. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I always live their life and do new things, so more things from them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I would give him some space. From just hearing this.
No, I left him 6 months ago.
Okay, good. Yeah. I keep leaving. Seriously, I'm not getting good vibes from this at all. And I'm definitely hard. Like, I have an empath with you right now. And I'm feeling the feelings you're feeling. And if I was feeling those in a relationship, you know, that would be, I just, how much you could for him. You know what I mean? Because I just,
right.
Like, there's any more that can be, man. At least on your end, okay? I would just, give him the space. But I'm able to get out of that. Because a lot of people, the relationships, you know, they go through that whole phase and the honeymoon phase and, oh, it'll get better. And it starts looking up. Worse again, you know what I mean? And
right.
So I'm just glad you were able to get out of there. Yeah. So I don't feel like you need to be doing anything more, because I really feel like you've done what you know what I mean? And that's all
so
you
can do.
So
will he stop with, like, the harassment and the multiple phone calls a day? And just having other people contact me. He hacked into my iCloud, into all my bank accounts. He stole my Social Security card. Like, is it all that going to stop?
To be honest with you, I don't think so. I would honestly have gotten the police involved at that point. I would have. And I've heard this from other people before, and this type of behavior, it only gets worse. So I would obviously do what you can to make, you know, you're protecting yourself, like, by getting your friends and family involved. I would not entertain that. You know what I mean?
Sorry, your phone is going in and out. I just heard friends and family involved. I would not entertain that.
Oh, yeah, get your friends and family it protected, you know, like a support system. And
okay.
Get the police involved, too, because, I mean, that type of behavior, it doesn't get better.
So you don't see him stopping anytime soon?
No. And that way he's been protected. Yeah.
So. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I'm glad you called today. My goodness. Oh my gosh, you know, I didn't really want to do any readings, but feeling what's happening and which I know that's by, you know, psychology, that stuff just gets worse. Make sure,
okay,
like, you're protected, seriously. So I wish you the best. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
You're awesome. So awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I wasn't today. But my God, that was scary. So, yeah, if somebody's personal health or safety is at risk, you guys ask a question, okay? That's a little more serious than, you know, a reading. I think she really is involved. Oh my goodness. Oh, all right, you guys. So I do want to take some questions about me, my life, how spirit works, what it's like to be a medium, just going to check on time. We got about 20 more minutes here. So let's see what people are wanting to know. Hi, you're on the Fabulous.
Hi, you're breaking up still.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I don't know why that is.
So, surprisingly enough, I live in Fishers, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, so I'm curious what time you're going to finish or whatever, because I'd love to visit you and get a reading, because this is, you sound awesome.
Thank you. So, yeah, well, the first time I was in Fishers was about, I would say two, three months ago. I was doing a group reading at a golf club down there. I think it was the Hawthorne Golf Club. Now I've been getting more and more people from Fishers. So it's exciting. Now they're on the radio show. So they're just piling up over here. But I'll be done with that reading probably, it's later in the evening, so from 4 to 6. So I'll be out of there by 6:30. Yeah, so I probably won't have time for a reading, but I'll probably be hungry. If you want to, get lunch or something, or dinner.
Sir, is this your number to get a hold of you, or?
Oh, no. This is my, yeah, this is so funny. I've never had this happen before. If anyone listens to this show, I can just imagine them. They're going to be ragging on me forever.
That's how it works.
I'll
write it down.
Yeah. So I do just want to ask, what's your name? And if you have any questions for me, about how I work or anything. So it sounds like you're new. So, do you have any questions, anything?
Well, my name's Joellen. So I guess my question is, how do you discern between, one reader and another and knowing, who has more of a connection to your vibration and can give you more validated information?
Okay, I think I see what you're saying, Joellen. It is nice to meet you, by the way. We have different
it's
ways
Joellen.
Of. Oh, Joellen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joellen. Okay, nice to meet you, Joellen. We have different ways of discerning who it is that we are connected to. So I had the privilege of working at the Arthur Findlay College in England, studying psychic science and mediumship.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one woman got up on the platform and she said, I know that I'm with this other lady in the front row. And she's pointing at her, from the platform. Because she said, I see them highlighting you in gray. So everybody else she saw, normally in color. But in her mind's eye, she saw this one person colored they were gray. So she knew that she was with that person. I don't see people that way. I can usually get a feel. Spirit is very forceful with me. Okay. They will move me, literally change my body orientation. Because I'm normally a very relaxed person. I'm definitely bubbly and excited when I have energy, but my personality is very relaxed. So they'll literally feel comfortable moving my body because they know I won't freak out. Does that make sense? Because some mediums, they get very uncomfortable if spirit starts to do stuff with their body, which you can imagine, if your body starts kind of, it's not like a forceful move, but even if you feel like you're kind of changing, it can be a little uncomfortable, But they'll literally move me. So I'll feel a pull in a direction, and you'll see me walk, in a crowd of people. And I'll just know which side of the room that I'm being pulled to because I feel that pull. And then sometimes they will make me look at one particular person. I'll just kind of relax my eyes and scan over everyone, and then all of a sudden they'll like, I'll be focused on someone. So they'll be like, you know, no, and then all of a sudden, oh, it's that one. You know what I mean? So they kind of,
yeah.
It has to do a lot with them working with my personality, okay? So they know that I'm relaxed and comfortable enough that that's okay. Now, if they would have been doing this, say, 3 or 4 years ago when I first started, I would have been freaking out. You know, I would have been like, oh. I feel like I'm moving, you know. I would have been having serious anxiety, Joellen, because it was very hard for me in the beginning to be comfortable. But that's how I feel it. So some people, they literally see colors changing, but I don't have that dramatic. I just feel a pull, and like they'll kind of move my body in kind of a direction. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's a great question. I actually haven't been asked that before. People have never asked that. But yeah, that's a great question. So, all right. Well, if you're free for dinner tonight, so
sure,
I'll text
yeah.
you.
Like I said, you got my phone number there. So just text me. And then, yeah, I'm nearby. So it's better to eat with someone than alone.
That's true. All right, Joelle. It is. And we're on. I will text you after the show.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye. Oh, my gosh. This is awesome. You guys, this is why I love my job. I get to meet people for dinner. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is exciting. So, yeah. No, that was a brilliant question by Joellen. No one's actually asked me that before. How I know I'm linked with a particular person. And by my years of working, this is what I've really come to understand by seeing it happen more than once. They really do. I feel just a pull in a certain direction. And I know. Now, here's the tricky part that I didn't have a chance to speak with Joellen about, but I'll just mention here on the air. Sometimes a person will have a hard time connecting, even if I'm turned in a certain direction and I know it's for this person. You know, I just know it's for this person. I just, you know, sometimes I'll just have a knowing. We call that claircognizance. You guys can Google that if you want. It's called claircognizance, just knowing. And sometimes I'll just know. But the person that's getting it just cannot connect. They're just not putting the dots together. And, you know, it's not my job to spell out every single thing a spirit is communicating because I don't know every single, you know, exactly how a scenario fits. They only show me bits and pieces. Like, I'll know there's a story about something or there's, like, a pink sweater that's very significant or there's somebody's name that's somehow connected. Like, I was doing a reading for a couple of girls a couple days ago. They were very nice girls. And I said, "Who's William?" And they both said, "That's our grandfather." And I started saying stuff about him. And they were true, but the one girl was like, "Well, I don't know. You know, that's not very specific." Like, I got his name, and I'm getting validations about him. You know, I'm not, like, giving you sentences. You know what I mean? Like, and I know that some things are true. Like, you know, he passed from the chest or the head or this or that. And she was wanting me to just give her, like, you know, paragraphs, and that's just not how it works. But I know sometimes I'll be with someone and they won't be connecting the dots. So spirit will actually, in a group reading, they'll get my back. So spirit's got my back, okay? So if they see me struggling with somebody, they'll start getting me to say certain things, and then somebody on, let's say, the other side of the room will start connecting, and they'll say, "Oh my God, no. That all makes sense now," because they'll realize the person I'm trying to read is struggling and they're just not doing it and they're not familiar with the process. So spirit will be like, "All right, well, let's give them somebody who is familiar that all that information fits with." So I swear to you, this actually happens. So I'll have the direction wrong. Well, not really wrong, but because I know I'm with that person, but they're just not putting the pieces together. So then they'll just move me. So that's happened before too. And I know what's happening, but let's say an audience may not know because they're not familiar with the process all the way. Unless you study this stuff, then you know. So spirits really got my back. And that's happened a couple times too, where people just, you know, you just try to tell them and they just cannot, you know, and it's not their fault, you know, they just expect something different than what a medium actually is. So I guess, you know, that's just how it is. Let's take another question here. Oh my goodness, we're just flying by. I think it's already, what time is it? Oh my goodness. Yeah, we got about 10 more minutes, you guys. Let's take more questions. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with us.
Hello.
Hi, who am I talking with and where are you from?
Oh, hi, my name's Lisa. I'm from the Midwest. How are you?
Oh, hi, Lisa. Great. I'm also from the Midwest and I'm doing awesome.
Good.
Yeah, so
I like your energy. I like your energy.
Thank you.
I have a question. My parents passed away a while ago, and there's a lot of contentious fights going on between my sisters that actually don't involve me, and they're the ones getting like a lot of money. It's really sick. They're greedy, money hungry animals, my family of origin. So I don't have a lawyer, and I'm not going to because the bank is representing like my interest on my parents' estate in terms of like what they're fighting about. It's really not affecting me. Like I would have a lawyer if something affects me. But what might affect me coming up, I have a couple questions. Do you think the bank, like they're kind of mad I don't have a lawyer because it's harder for them, but it's too bad. It's my rights. I don't need one. They're to represent the estate in a fair and equitable manner. Do you believe that the bank will continue representing the estate in a fair and equitable manner? And then number two, do you think my sisters might try to go into settlement? And if so, would that be beneficial for me? Like, do you think they'll propose an increase for me? You know, because I'm going to need a lawyer at that point if they go into proceedings for settlement.
Okay. Lisa, I'm not going to lie to you. This is a reading that I would need to be with you, like, off the air about, because I just don't feel comfortable talking about such personal matters, you know, on the air, especially if people may know, you know, the family by the validations or things that I'm giving. You know what I mean? So I honestly
Well,
think
I'm just wondering, could you say, though, overall, if you think there might be a need for those proceedings coming up? I'm just wondering what you see with that. Then you don't have to go into detail. I understand.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. So I'm actually seeing an image of like a cowboy pulling up his holster on his waist. So I'm pretty sure what they're trying to get me to say is that you might want to gear up because it looks like things could get ugly. So I think you may have to
give up.
Oh, gear up. Gear up. Like, you know, like how a cowboy has like a gun on his waist. You're going to have to, like,
I see what you're saying. Oh,
yeah,
like they're going to probably start doing some stuff. And it doesn't affect me, only that I want an increase, too. It's not fair if they try for themselves. Like, one sister has to give over to another. So you're thinking, like, I might then at that point need to hire someone, huh?
I think so, yeah. I'm sorry, Lisa. You know, I always feel bad when families have this kind of drama. But, yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you see it happening soon that they might go into negotiations? Because they said they're going to involve everybody, but I'm not going to sign off unless it's to my interest. Because there's court dates coming up shortly, and then there's a period of time where things could happen, you know?
Yeah, I see people going back and forth. So they're showing me paperwork, and I see arrows pointing back and forth, which is my symbol that you're going to be receiving a lot of different things over a period of time. So it looks like there's going to be a long, long process of all of this going back and forth. So I'm just telling you, I would get somebody soon because – you know, you want to make sure that you're making the right calls. You know what I mean? when all of this is happening.
Well, they can't, yeah, but they can't decrease me. They can't decrease me, but I'd want to get more if I could. Is that what you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, just to make
sure.
Yeah,
I see you guys. Yeah, I see. When I see papers, that's my symbol. Like, they're, you know, important papers. So, probably like legal papers and, you know, going back and forth. So, I'm just telling you what I see. I would get someone just to make sure that you're making, you know, because I know there's all those loopholes and stuff, you know what I mean, all of that.
Right,
legal.
And you know what, I already know about that. The bank informed me that if it gets to that point, they can't do anything with me on that. I'm on my own. But in terms of the other stuff, do you think the bank will continue, like, settling the house and distributing things fairly, or do you see them acting at all against me? Because at that point, if they're not equitable, then I have to meet with higher up people.
I'm not quite sure.
Like right now, they're doing a lot of equitable, supposedly, distribution, and, you know, it's all starting to happen. So, according to, you know, the house being sold and possessions and all that divided. Do you see that portion, like, going well for me? Because, you know, I have my third, and I made a lot of suggestions to them on how to do it.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I see them being, when I see a one of those old, like, gold weighing things, I don't know, like what old merchants used to do, like they put something like on one side and the other and they weigh. That's actually my sign that things are going to be handled ethically. So I wouldn't be too worried about the bank side because that's my symbol for ethics. And it looks like it's going to be ethical. So I wouldn't be too worried about that, actually.
Okay,
but
the family stuff with the settlement, if that happens, I know I need someone. But I also feel like the bank, in a way, like, let me down in some respects. And I feel like there are some things, like, I've been told they should be handling, and they're not. And I'm thinking of putting that on hold for a little bit. But I do need to take care of all matters for myself, right? Because I used to be non-assertive.
Yeah.
And now I'm like totally like, no, you can't let things go. This is serious stuff. You know what I mean? Everything has to be taken care of properly. And I'm just like, God above is telling me that too. And I think that's correct, right? Just do what you're supposed to do, but in a fair and right way. Do it nicely.
Yeah, and I see
the things
holding up on their end. So it looks like you're going to have to, you know, play by the rules and unfortunately get involved with, I'm sorry you have to deal with all of this.
No, it's okay. But do you think, like, I do need to, like, expound there are certain things extra that should be done on my parents' estate that aren't being attended to presently? And I think I need to address those with the person in charge and his supervisor if need be. I had a meeting once. Do you see me having to meet with them again? I mean, I'm doing it very nicely, but I'm making sure everything's taken care of. Do you think I'll have to have another meeting with them? Hello?
I actually don't think you'll need a meeting because I see them shaking their heads no. But
shaking their heads no?
Oh, that means there's not going to be a meeting. But I think there's going to be a lot of paperwork. I keep seeing papers.
What would happen. So do you think it could be resolved this year, even if there is some kind of settlement, if they decide after these court proceedings to stop their fighting and to get down to business?
I'm not too sure about that. I cannot tell you what's going to actually happen, like, in the future. I don't do those. Unless it's already, the energy is already in the works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the energy is not.
How did I end up with such, like their portion doesn't affect me, but I'm not going to, like you said, let myself get less if I could get more. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get just my portion. If they're going to do that, I'm going to protect myself too. But the thing is, like, I don't know how I ended up with such a sick family. I don't care who knows. The whole world can know and does know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lisa. But I am going to have to let you go, and I wish you the best.
But do you believe in karma? Do you believe in karma?
I personally do, yeah. I do.
I don't worry about it. Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Well, it was very nice talking with you. And you too,
God bless you.
Lisa.
God bless you. Don't feel you bad too. For me. I'm happy. I'm sticking up for everything I need to do. I'm taking care of business. God bless you. Have a nice sport.
All right. You too. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's intense. Well, you guys, oh, my gosh, there's so many callers. There's been at least 15 callers this show. I did not realize I'd get so many. I just want to thank you all for tuning in. This was really fun. I wish there would have been a few more questions for me or my life, but that's okay, you know? It sounds like people have, like, really, like, intense stuff going on. So if I can give them a little bit and it helps them with their you know, what's going to be happening, then I'm willing to do that. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in again to the Fabulous Medium. And again, you can follow me online. And I got to get ready. I got to go to Fisher's. And it sounds like I'm having dinner with Joe Ellen. So I am looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. Yeah, I just thank you guys again. And by the way, if you're in the area in South Bend, I'm going to be teaching a psychic and mediumship development workshop, if anyone's local, and that's going to be November 11th. And I know that people have been asking me so many times to teach classes. It is so hard for me to find time to teach a class. I'm looking into possibly teaching online, and that would definitely drive the cost down. I wouldn't have to pay, you know, to rent a facility, you know, and have all of the paperwork and stuff to print on all of that stuff. So I do want to look into that. And hopefully I'll be able to start doing that. But I just don't know about it, and I'll have to Google it and research. So if you're in the area, definitely sign up for the workshop. And thank you guys again. And I hope that I'll be able to continue the show. All right, thanks, and have a great day. Bye.